Now, a majority of people in Northern Ireland want a referendum on the border poll in the next 5 years. They want a referendum on the border, so they want the poll in the next 5 years. That's the finding from the latest poll carried out by Lucid Talk for The Sun and U105. It shows 51% are in favour of testing our place within the United Kingdom, but it also reveals almost 53% of us are in favour of an Irish Language Act. So what really does this say? Is there a suggestion in all of this that people are now more open to a united Ireland, or are we in a position where there'll be those who'll be saying, let's, as the Sun have suggested, bring on a border poll just to put it to bed, to cement in many ways the union? Let me speak to Malachy O'Doherty. Malachy, good morning.
Good morning, Frank.
How do you read a survey like this, Malachy?
Well, I'm amazed, you know, but it may be that what we're seeing is a tipping point reached in Northern Ireland. We've got some intimation of that in the last Assembly election, you know, where you got a result which put nationalism virtually level pegging with unionism in the Assembly. I mean, there was one extra unionist seat, but if you count Jim Allister, it was an opposition seat. I think Brexit plays into this. I think demography plays into this. And I think the time frame of 5 years in the question probably plays into it as well. If the question had been, do you want it tomorrow, I think a lot of people would have said no. But if we're going to see, let's see how Brexit pans out. And I think a lot of people would be more open to the idea of Irish unity. Because after Brexit, what you're voting for is unity with the European Union. You know, not just unity with the Irish Republic. The whole conception of what a united Ireland means has changed before and is changing again. I mean, in my father's day or my grandfather's day, a united Ireland would have meant being part of something that was Catholic and Gaelic in De Valera's version. In more recent times, it has been, you know, a sense that, you know, within the unionist conception, it meant Rome rule, you know, a Catholic state that would be, you know, simply impossible to endure. Now it means something international. Now it means potentially that by being part of United Ireland, you're part of an international community of nations, and not part of a Britain which appears to be shrinking, becoming more conservative, which may indeed go into sharp economic decline if some of the predictions about Brexit work out. So, actually, I would be one of those who would say, I wouldn't want a border poll tomorrow. I wouldn't want a border poll until the Brexit thing has come clear. But would, if you asked me, if that pollster had asked me, would you like a border poll in the next 5 years, I would say yes, I would certainly want to have my options open on that.
Yeah, you would like to have that option if you feel that Brexit hasn't worked in your favour. You'd like to look at an alternative. With regards to one in four Protestants being up for a border vote in the next 5 years, is that because they're thinking like you, or is it because they're saying, listen, let's have this blimmin' thing sorted out once and for all, get the message across, we want to be British?
Well, there's a logic to that kind of thinking as well, but what that thinking would say would be, I mean, if I was Darlene Foster, I might say, come on, bring it on, let's have it now. You know, because if you have it now with the, the Brexit not being finalised, if you have it now, then you don't get it for another 7 years, so you actually defer it a bit, you kick it down the road, and you would get a result, I would think, now, which would certainly not be in favour of United Ireland. But the other thing in play here, Frank, is the demography. I mean, we thought, a lot of us, that, you know, the demography would come into play maybe in 15 or 20 years from now, when you'd get a balancing out of the Catholic and Protestant populations. And, you know, what we overlooked in terms of that calculation was that a lot of people don't vote anyway. You know, that's what happened in the Assembly. The nationalism got the dormant vote awakened, woke up that part of that dormant vote. Even in a referendum on a united Ireland, the referendum on the Good Friday Agreement, you had 29% stayed at home, didn't bother coming out to vote. Now,
yeah, but was that not different? Because there were people who couldn't decide in the Good Friday Agreement referendum. They didn't want, for example, to put a tick against releasing prisoners. They may have thought it was the right thing to do, but they didn't want to take a stand. Whereas you would expect on this, where there's so much at stake and it involves everybody, that north and south, the turnout would be massive.
Well, I think so, but I mean, there, you know, I mean, I can't speak for what I'm thinking, that if I was a Fermanagh farmer, you know, reliant on EU subventions, you know, and a year into Brexit, I find that the British government is not keeping up those payments for me, and that if, you know, if my field was 5 miles away over the border, you know, I'd be all right. You know, that the other farmer that I'm meeting occasionally at markets, you know, are getting these things.